Marange Villager Marvin Mudiwa, who is also chairperson of the local people's representative grouping Marange Development Trust, told Studio 7 the closure of diamond mining firms last week has created some problems for the community after security agents sealed off the mining fields. Mudiwa said a large number of villagers have been arrested for illegally mining diamonds, while several others have been beaten up by police for visiting the mining areas without state authority. He said there were unconfirmed reports that some people have died in the hands of the police. Mudiwa identified one of the people who was severely assaulted by the state security agents as Fungai Ziduche. Police in Mutare declined to comment and referred all questions to police headquarters in Harare. The current conflict has reminded villagers of skirmishes between local people and the police a couple of years ago when the government started showing interest in the diamond fields. Several people were killed and others injured and displaced following accusations that they were mining diamonds illegally and selling it on the black market. James Mfumi of the Center for Research and Development, an organization with some interest in the extractive sector and human rights issues, said government's intervention last week was long overdue.
The activities for the past 10 years were alien to the communities of Marange and the citizens in general.
Mfumi urged state security agents not to use excessive force when dealing with illegal diamond miners.
Human rights abuses in Marange have been ongoing, either at the best of companies or the security organs that are operating, were operating in the area. We encourage the police, now that they've surrounded the area, to use due diligence and inform people that they must not come into the diamond field. But their raids in the communities must stop, because it's illegal for the police to carry out operations in the community, stepping the community in the end, causing unnecessary abuses on members of the communities.
President Robert Mugabe recently admitted for the first time that the government has not benefited much from the gems in the past 10 years. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti once indicated that diamond proceeds were not trickling into the national fiscus. These remarks drew scorn from President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.